Yeah, hello everyone. It's Dr. Joanne Dahlstetter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and it is May the 6th today. We're having a 2016. We're having a special extra bonus call, to answer questions. And I wanted to go over that topic of how to write proposal letters, the main purpose for these calls, of course, is to answer your questions about anything. And I know. Jeff Meyer, you had a question, and Evan, you had emailed me some questions. So, yeah, and Suzanne, you had some questions and emailed me a proposal letter, so we can go over all that here. And, that's the best way to get questions answered is just email them, and then I answer them on the next call. So, the calls are usually Tuesday, second and fourth Thursday of the month. So we'll have another one. If we don't get everything covered today, we'll cover more next Thursday. So you can mark your calendars for next Thursday, the 12th, May 12th, and then May 26th for our next calls as well. So, great. I know last time Jeff and Evan and Suzanne, you're our new people, you introduced yourself. And Michelle, do you want to just introduce yourself to them and say what you do? Because I think you might not have made the last call, which is fine.
Oh, hi. My name's Michelle, and nice to meet all of you. I'm calling from Vancouver, Canada. And I think I've been now doing this for a couple of years with you, right, Dr. Joanne?
Yeah, it's been great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're doing what sports are you working with?
A lot of tennis, cycling, wrestling, hockey, fencing, sailing. It seems like it's a lot of different sports.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And you were in Bali at first, working with surfing too, right?
Yep.
Indonesia.
Working with surfing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and now
great.
I was living over there for 2 years, and I got.
Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, you just faded out for a moment.
Oh, it's my microphone. Sorry, it drifted off over my shoulder. And so now I'm in Vancouver, and I work at a high performance center as a subcontractor, and so have been working with a lot of their athletes. Writing lots of articles. I just actually got met with the editor and publisher of our national fitness magazine, and they want me to be a contributing writer.
Wow.
So that's pretty fun. And have been doing lots of workshops, which I never expected to go down this path.
Yeah, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you.
And were you working with athletes that, top out like an athlete going for the Olympics or world championships?
Yes. Well, I have a sailor who's trying to qualify for the laser division for Team Canada.
Oh, yeah.
I've been working with him, and I've got a junior national tennis player that I've been working with.
Wow. That's great. Yeah. The 11-year-old, was it, or something like that? Or no, I forget what age.
Yeah, he's... He is 11, and he's second in Canada, and he was actually on probation with Team Canada because of his attitude. And it's great because his mom called me and his coach called me, and I've been working with him on primarily his attitude and seeing what's behind that and so on. And he just got an email from the head coach commending him on his improvement in that area.
Wow.
So that was great.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Can you just share what you're doing or how you worked with helping him with his attitude?
Well, we talked about his impact on him, on his coaches, what he thought that might be and the impact on his teammates and even the impact on the people he's competing against.
Uh-huh.
And asked him if that's the type of person he wanted to be. And from there, we went into talks about conversations about leadership and how he could step up and be a leader on the team.
Uh-huh.
And be a role model for his teammates and those that are you know, maybe not quite as good as him, but he could actually step up into a leadership position and empower. So I just empowered him that way, and he really liked that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's great. Any way that you can help an athlete to feel more, like they're almost kind of like he's getting a promotion.
Exactly. Like he was garnering so much attention based on his crappy attitude, and now he's still getting that same level of attention, which I know those young boys like at that age, but it's for a completely different reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's great. Yeah, taking what he wants to get, his needs, which are
mm-hmm.
to get attention, but now catch him being right, doing well instead of messing up.
Exactly.
kind of thing, being able to be, using his skills to help other people, leadership like being a captain on a team or that kind of thing.